Second mikvot, Parakalf Mishnah, Shesh Malos B'mikvot. There are six different levels when it comes to mikvot, when it comes to a collection of water in the ground. Zu l'mala mizu, v'zu l'mala mizu. One level would be above the other level. The next level would be above that level. As each mikvah has a different level as far as being mitar, something that's tummy. The first mikvah that we will discuss, Mei Gabon, a pool water, water that was collected in the ground, rainwater. And this water is at least a revius, but less than 40 sah. For the mikvah, in order to be mitar, a person has to have 40 sah. But minatora, in order to be mitar, halim, all it needs is a revius. So this has the din of a mikvah since it has at least a revius. But it's less than 40 sah. So the din is, since it's at least a revius, it would not be makabal tumah. The water in this mikvah is not makabal tumah since it has a revius. On the other hand, water that is tummy that falls into it would not become tahar behashaka since it has less than 40 sah. As a mikvah that is 40 sah, if water that is tummy falls in that mikvah, that water becomes tahar behashaka, literally with kissing, meaning tummy water that touches a full mikvah would become tar. But in this case, since the mikvah is less than 40 sa, it would not be mitar water that is tummy that falls into it. The tummy water that falls into it would remain tummy. Shasa tummy. The shasa tahar tummy. If somebody that's tummy drinks from this mikvah has less than 40 sa, and after the tummy drinks from this mikvah, somebody who is tar subsequently drinks from that mikvah, that person that is tar becomes tummy. The reason being, and that we're afraid when the tummy person drank from this water, a drop of water fell from his mouth into the mikvah. And the water that fell into the mikvah is tummy. And since the mikvah is less than 40 sah, it would not be mitire, that drop of water that was tummy. And when the tar person subsequently drank from the mikvah, maybe he drank from the water that's tummy that was in the mikvah, and he would have became tummy. Shasa tummy, umila, bekli tahar tummy. And so too, if somebody with tummy drinks from the mikvah, and after that, somebody fills a kli that is tar with water from this mikvah, that water becomes tummy. For the same reason that maybe when the tummy person drank from this mikvah, a drop of water fell from his mouth into the mikvah, and that drop of water is tummy. And then when they fill the kli tar from the mikvah, maybe the drop of water that was tummy is in that kli tar, and that drop of water would have been mitame, the other liquid in the kli, and subsequently been mitame, the kli. So the kli is tummy. Shasa tummy v'nafa kikar shel truma. If somebody that is tummy drank from this mikvah, and after that, a loaf of bread or truma fell into the mikvah, in the diyach tummy, then lo he diyach tar. If he rinses off that loaf of bread or truma in the mikvah, then the loaf of bread is tummy. But if not, the loaf of bread is tar. As it did it, that if when the tummy person drank from the mikvah, a drop of water fell from his mouth, that drop of water is tummy. But it would not be mitame the rest of the water in the mikvah. And since the mikvah has at least a revius, it would not become tummy. It's not mikabel tumah. But when you pick up the water from the mikvah, that water now is tullish, it's no longer in the ground. So the water now could become tummy from the drop of water that was tummy. But the din is that the water that you pick up from the mikvah only becomes tummy from the tummy water if you want that water for some reason. But if you don't want that water, if onichle, you're not interested in that water, then it would not be susceptible to becoming tummy from the drop of water that's tummy that came out of the tummy person's mouth. So therefore, the Mishnah says, if you rinsed off the kikar shel truma in the water, so it's obvious that you want that water, you're interested in that water. So now the water that you pulled out of the mikvah is susceptible to become tummy from the drop of tummy water that came out of the tummy person's mouth, so it would be mitame, the kikar shel truma. But if not, if you didn't rinse off the kikar shel truma in that water, so you didn't want the kikar shel truma to fall into the water, you weren't interested in the water. So even when you pick up the kikar shel truma from the water and some of the water from the mikvah comes up with it, the drop of water that's tummy, that came out of the tummy person's mouth, cannot be mitame, the other water that came up with the kikar shel truma, since you didn't want that water. And since it can't be mitame, the other water, the drop of water that's tummy becomes bottle in the rest of the water that came up with the kikar shel truma. It becomes bottle and therefore no longer has the koach to be mitame anything, so it can't be mitame, the kikar shel truma. And since the drop of water that came out of the tummy person's mouth is bottle, and the rest of the water that came up with the kikar shel truma, it cannot be mitame, the kikar shel truma. Second mikvah, Paragalef Mishnah Beis, Malei B'kli Tamei, Ushasa Tar Tamei. In the previous mission, we were talking about a mikvah that had at least a revius of water, but it had less than 40 sah. So the dinit, the mikvah itself is not makabel tumah, but if you would take water out of that mikvah, it would be mikabel too. And so too, if tummy water would fall into this mikveh, even though the mikveh does not become tummy, but the tummy water would remain tummy since the mikveh had less than 40 sol. So the Mishnah tells us that if you fill up water from this mikveh with a kli tummy, a kli that had become tummy, and then subsequently somebody who was tar drank from this mikveh, that person who was tar is now tummy. As maybe when you filled the kli, that was tummy, a little bit of water that was in that kli fell into the mikveh, and that water is tummy. And then when a tar subsequently drank from the mikveh, he might have drank from the Mayim Tamim that got into the mikveh, and he would have became tummy. Male b'kli tummy, male b'kli tar tummy. So too, if somebody fills up with a kli tummy water from this mikveh, and subsequently somebody takes a kli that's tar and fills up water from this mikveh, that kli becomes tummy for the same reason. That since the person first filled up water from this mikveh with a kli tummy, maybe a little bit of that water fell into the mikveh, and then when somebody subsequently filled up a kli tar from this mikveh, maybe some of that tummy water got into the kli tar and made it tummy. Male b'kli tummy, v'nafal kikar shel truma. Midiyah tummy, v'lo hidiyah tar. If somebody filled up in this mikveh water with a kli tummy, and subsequently a loaf of bread or truma fell into the mikveh, when that loaf of bread was picked out of the mikveh, if he rinsed it off with water from the mikveh, the loaf of bread becomes tummy. And the reason is, like we explained in the previous mission, that the only time we say that when water is put up in this mikveh, that water becomes tummy is if it's nichala, you want that water from the mikveh. So if you rinsed off the kikar shel truma with the water from the mikveh, you obviously want the water from the mikveh. So therefore, since somebody had filled up in this mikveh water with a kli tummy, maybe some of that water that's tummy fell into the mikveh, and now when you rinse off the kikar shel truma, you rinse it off with a little bit of tummy water, so the kikar shel truma becomes tummy. But if you didn't rinse off the kikar shel truma, so obviously you don't want the water that's on the kikar shel truma, so then we don't say the water that you put out of the mikveh becomes tummy. Instead, we say that any tummy water that's mixed in with the water from the mikveh is batel with the water that is tar that came up together with the kikar shel truma. And since the tummy water is batel in the water that's tar, the kikar shel truma remains tar.